sometimes it helps, because if you're brand new to the show and you're coming in for a performance interview and you're just way too busy being a musician to check into the show, you can just go to the studio sessions and get a sense of how it goes. And that's exactly what happened. Last week, when we finally got a chance to sit down with the duo Alchemy, which formed not so terribly long ago, veteran musicians, I suppose we'd say, but Alchemy formed and released their album Dark back in the spring of last year, received some heavy accolades, and they have not sat still. They are, even as we speak, performing at the Balloon Fiesta in the Gondola stage and work in many different venues around town and hoping to expand that. But they came our way to let us know about a gig upcoming for them in Albuquerque and also to play some songs live from the album Dark and some things that are only available through their website. So before we go and meet Nancy Hubrick and Robert Danielson, who are keyboards, vocals, drums, and vocals, let's hear something from that album, Dark. This tune is called Highway One from the group Alchemy. We'll be right back.
we can begin. And we can begin. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, that was not Highway 1 from the album Dark. That was another Alchemy tune called Oh Bob. That's one of the singles, as yet uncollected singles, that came our way. Find them online. Remember, Alchemy is spelled not with a Y at the end, but with an I-E. When we sit down with the band, we'll find out why. But right now, let's go into Studio C, recorded just last night in Studio C by Jalila Arthur, Alchemy R, Nancy Halbrick on keyboards, bass synthesizer and vocals, Robert Danielson on vocals and drums. And we had a good sit down with them, but first, let's hear a few of their original music. It's recorded live in Studio C.
Just wanna be free. It's gonna be This is Blues 2 from the album Dark, and it won a New Mexico Music Award.
And it also got some airplay here on KUNM FM. Well, here's a song that it got a nomination for the New Mexico Music Awards under Best Cover Tune category, but we just released it this year, and when I sent it in for Matthew to listen to, the response was, he really doesn't like that song, but he enjoyed our version. So we did. We did a new arrangement of it, and without any more words, here it is. I was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green when I was 17. I was 21. it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with all that perfumed hair. It came undone when I was 21. The days are short, I'm in the autumn of my years, and I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs, from the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. They were very good years.
Well, we're just taking a moment out from the performance, the live performance. This is all coming out of Studio C, which is the smallest studio at KUNM, and it's all coming out of two musicians and their gear. So Robert Danielson and Nancy Halbrick, Alchemy, welcome to KUNM for the first time.
Well, thank you. So nice to be here.
Thank you.
Been having a nice time here. Thank you so much.
Now we've heard of you since the album Dark came out, and it came out to you know, quite a bit of acclaim, and you've been working mm-hmm. behind that, and producing stuff, you know, singles coming out here and there. But since this is your first time, can you take us back to playing the organ for the Lutherans and dreaming of rock and roll?
That was fun. I was a church organist in the Catholic Church, and as I was mentioning earlier, I have millions of hymns in my head. I play by ear, and I can remember them all, you know, for better or for worse, but it's okay. And then the minister's wife of the Lutheran Church was my piano teacher, and she also taught classical organ lessons. So I got to take those on a pipe organ in the Lutheran church. And it was really fun. Oh, it's fun to play a pipe organ. And I could play whatever I want when I finished my practice. So I did a lot of classical practicing. And the Catholic church had a organ I didn't like the sound of, but they had a Leslie speaker. So it was really fun to doodle around on that too.
And so DJ Leela here Is this still influencing your sort of compositions to this day and the way that you play?
Yes, it does. It might sound odd, but it helps me in many ways when I'm, as a keyboardist, as you know, you play keyboards, you play different sounds sometimes, and there's different ways of using a sustain pedal or combining your fingers to hold some notes and move other fingers, hold some fingers and move others. And you have to do a lot of that on the organ because the minute you let the note up, it's gone.
Yeah, much different than the piano.
Exactly. And so I learned a lot of techniques from that. That also helps me when I'm playing bass on the Novation bass station, if I want to have certain effects because there's no sustain there and it's monochromatic. Monotone, whatever the word is. So I have to use some of those organ techniques there too. And it's fun.
And you should see Nancy's setup. She's got the keyboard and then a double layer for that bass that she was talking about. I'm definitely interested in your process and the way that you compose. I know that we have songwriter and arrangements by Robert, but tell me more about this is where the actual alchemy takes place, right? Is in the process.
Well, we're doing mostly original music. And if we do another artist's song, we'll do it because we're inspired by it. But we try to put our own stamp on it. One of the band rules is just because you're on stage doesn't mean you get to play.
Oh.
Because we're... At this point, it's keyboards, drums, and we both sing. Now, if every song is keyboards, drums, and you both sing, that gets very familiar pretty quick, I think. So you try to figure out, now, what if I dropped out here? Or what if I played something simpler? Or what if my vocal harmony or her vocal harmony came in later in the song, not just right at the first chorus, but maybe the third chorus, like you heard in Blues 2. Mm-hmm. That was an idea I had. We came out of the solo, and it always seemed like, well, we just kept that level of energy and then finished the song. And I wanted it to come out of that solo with a little more of power. And power is not always volume.
Right.
So I said, there's subtle things I can do in my drums to drive it. But I thought, if I come in with vocal harmony at that point, see what it sounds like. And it does it for us, things like that.
And to answer your question about how that's a process, that the music starts with melody words on a page. I usually, for myself, I write at the piano and structure the chords and words. Then I bring it into the band and we start that whole process of arranging. And it usually, the lyrics don't tend to change and the very basic structure. But keeping in mind what Bob was saying about he's a very good arranger, and I have bass tones in mind when I'm writing, but since he plays drums, he writes bass lines that fit well with the bass drum, and that's really helpful.
I come up with a lot of the bass lines.
Yeah,
and I come up with a lot of the harmonies.
How are you coming up with bass lines? Are you pulling out a bass? And
no, I have a degree in music theory.
Oh, he'll sing it. He'll sing it to me.
I will sing it, but I can write it down.
Yeah.
We have
yeah,
a piano at home, acoustic piano, and I'll sit down at the piano and I'll write it and try it out, and then I'll bring it to the band, and we'll try it out. And you know,
find the space between the notes, find the space between each other, and in this beautiful dance. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, sometimes it's not a beautiful dance,
but
you know,
not always.
If you got a band where somebody's always saying, oh, yeah, whatever, oh, okay, that's fine, and no kind of
conflict.
Friction, you don't have someone there who's really involved. And so you've got to be diplomatic, but it's good to have the arguments occasionally. It's good.
Uh-huh. Well, you started talking about sort of the virtues of subtraction.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and I can understand how that, in other words, vocal instrument, you start dropping one, the audience is going to come forward.
Yep.
We hope so.
But how is that negotiated between the two of you?
I think it's been a process where at first, I more so than Bob was really irritated and resistant to hearing ideas just almost immediately. I don't want to try that. I don't want to do that. And then I started going, well, I'll listen. And then it was like, oh, that worked out well. And then I started realizing I should always listen before saying no. I don't like that idea. So the process started evolving that I personally became more and more open to what Bob was saying, especially with the bass lines, because, you know, we're trying to start from one point where it's written with a piano style accompaniment and move it to a different instrumentation where it's a band. And then you want, like with many of the traditional bands, I love to have when the bass player and the drums lock in and play together. And so I started listening more. Now I forgot what your question was.
Yeah, the process.
I talked so long, I forgot your question.
Yeah.
What did you ask?
We're going to get to the idea of the Alchemy Lab in a second. When you're out playing, you're an R&B band, maybe. You've got jazz elements. You're rockers. You know,
we've got a lot of influences there.
Yeah, you've
and
got
a lot of classical influence too.
Where does the Alchemy music find a home, as far as playing live?
Well, we used to play. We started in late 2015, and we were playing a lot of restaurants, casinos, and some hotels, and it wasn't as satisfying because people were there. They liked us, but they were there for other reasons. So we just decided it's more satisfying to play for, some of the local breweries and things like that, and festivals and listening rooms like you've spoken about, Matthew.
Well, and as far as finding a home, I'm thinking also of genre.
Oh.
I think the genre that is the most consistent is the original music. It's got certain influences in it, and it doesn't go off just maybe for a brief time into some other style of music, but it won't be so obvious.
That's true.
I think that's the musical home is that, and we've come out with a pretty good system over time where we've refined that, and we have certain principles. It's not to make each song sound the same, but just like you're saying, the subtraction is many times I've been playing something, I was, oh, wait a minute, I could play a simpler part and it will sound better, less notes. And that often is true.
Wow. Yeah.
But I want you to think about something. How many times when you go out to hear someone, let's say right here in Albuquerque, live, you might see two or four or five people on stage. How many times do you, everyone starts, everyone plays through the whole song, everyone ends?
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of times we think about that. I'm not saying it's bad. If the song is good, the song is good, and you like it. But I like also thinking, how might we work this song so we don't get sounding too formulaic? And you know what? It's a symphonic approach. You don't see a collection of classical musicians in a symphony always playing. And this is why, to answer your question, Matthew, are we comfortable just not playing? Well, it has to be a good idea. It has to work. Can't lose too much energy. But in a symphony, you don't find everybody playing, and they're very good players, and it's great music. But somebody put together a combination of things, and that's working.
It's only the encore where you know they're all going to go wild.
And both of us have played music a lot, enough to be, doesn't bother me in the least to say, have Bob say, oh, you went flat on that note. Okay, I went flat. Those kind of things are like, it's just a professional criticism, and you take it, and hopefully you don't go flat because someone pointed it out to you.
And that was some of our visit with Alchemy. Once again, Alchemy is spelled A-L-C-H-E-M-I-E. Nancy Hubrick, keyboards, vocals, Robert Danielson, drums, vocals. They are co-composers of most of the work that comes out of the Alchemy Lab. And the Alchemy Lab is where you can find them, alchemylab.com. You can also find them. They're just finishing up at the Balloon Grounds at the Gondola Stage, but you can find them in one of their new favorite spaces to play, as they told us, at the Solid Grounds downstairs. Solid Grounds in Albuquerque, a week from tonight, from 7 to 9. Solid Grounds is at 4601 Juan Tabo, Saturday, next, 7 to 9. Alchemy will be in performance. We're leaving you right now with their tune from the Dark CD, this one called Highway 1. Special thanks to DJ Leela, engineered the music and jumped in on the interview. We'll be back next week. Might even be getting into a little of that theater of death. We'll see. Stay tuned. Route 66 coming up next. Leave you with some Highway 1 before we get to 66.
I see your face. I hope I am remembered as I leave this place. My heart goes down with the setting sun, lost in reveries on high. Yeah.